You're in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, and we are talking keys to victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the opener. 105 times they've played. This is the 106th. They've never opened against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But boy, have there been some physical encounters, and that's the first key. Physicality. Put on your big boy pads. Put on, maybe pump that helmet up a little bit more. make it so you know you're going to have some severe contact here. Put on a chin strap, double chin strap, tighten those chin straps. It's going to be physical, and you're going to have to answer that physicality. You want to punch. You don't want to counterpunch. You want to deliver the punch as best as you possibly can, as many times as you possibly can. So I think these teams are extremely familiar with each other as well. This is another key. There's no doubt that they know, based on 105 times playing against each other, what they're looking at. Now, there's new coaches. Terrell Austin's new defensive coordinator. They don't have Ben Roethlisberger. They're going to have a new quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. So there's some familiarity, but then there's some unknown. So, you know, what you have to do is apply your rules. Recognize, apply your rules, communicate. The opener, most teams do something that you have not prepared for. That's just the nature of the beast. They have the whole offseason and all training camp to get ready for one football game when you look at it. Now, they don't. You don't want to burn out, and that's another key as well. You don't want to overdo a game plan and introduce it so early that the players are burned out. And I think the Bengals have done a good job of it. They're introducing the game plan just like it's a regular week. Now, the coaches have been working on it, and they've introduced some things to the players. But that's going to be a big key. Recognition, communication, applying your rules to something that you weren't expecting. Whichever team does that the best is going to win the football game. Another key in my eyes are the eyes of quarterback Joe Burrow and safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think there's going to be a little cat and mouse game going on between those guys. Will Joe Burrow be able to look him off? Joe Burrow is as good as any quarterback that I've seen at this stage of his career using his eyes to move defenders. He really moves them one direction, throws back into a hole in another. And Minkah Fitzpatrick has fooled a lot of quarterbacks with his eyes as well. So I think that's an interesting key. I think Joe Burrow is going to attack coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers on time. I think he's going to check it down appropriately when he needs to. And that's going to be a big factor in this football game as well. I don't expect Joe Burrow to be making mistakes at the quarterback position. Hopefully, Bengals defense can lure Mitchell Trubisky into making a couple of mistakes on his end of things. Interestingly enough, though, this little tidbit intrigued me. Mitchell Trubisky is one of 200 quarterbacks that's played 50 games in their career over the last 70 years. He's the only guy that has not thrown a pick six. Maybe the Bengals can come up with one. That would be huge. That would be massive. We talked about controlling the line of scrimmage. In the opener, that's going to be a big, big deal. The other key in the opener is minimize mistakes. Minimize brain cramps, assignment errors. Play with the proper leverage defensively. Take the right angles of pursuit. Good football geometry defensively. Ensure tackling. Minimize yards after contact. Honestly, that might be the biggest concern. The Bengals have done everything to get themselves in position to make right tackles during training camp, but they have not taken people to the ground very much. I'm talking about starters, because they didn't play in any preseason games, and they weren't beating each other up, taking each other to the ground during training camp. Pittsburgh Steelers, on the other hand, did a lot of that. Mike Tomlin, every time they went full pads, it was full go, tackling, take backs to the ground. I'm hoping that the Bengals don't have missed tackle problems. That's an issue to keep an eye on. There's no question about that. Another big deal, who's going to be able to run the ball, stop the run? I mean, that's football 101. Last year, the Steelers, 93 yards on the ground, 29th out of 32 teams in the NFL. They gave up 146, dead last in the league. 5 yards a carry, dead last in the league. Worst they've ever had as a franchise when they started keeping stats in that area. I mean, to have a 53-yard negative differential in yards rushing and yards allowed rushing is not Pittsburgh football. It's usually the other way around. So I think that's going to be a big, big factor. Pittsburgh's going to want to try to correct that problem. The Bengals are going to want to try to continue it. I think I would love to see the Bengals get a home run in the running game. Joe Mixon, take it to the house from big distance. I'd like to see them be better in the red zone in the running game. That was a little bit of deficiency in my eyes last year. And with this new offensive line, I think that can happen. Control Pittsburgh's playmakers, then take advantage of your big play potential and opportunities with your playmakers. Going to be a big deal in this game as well. Finally, finish. You know, we talk about that all the time. Finish blocks, finish tackles, finish plays, finish series, finish the quarter, finish the half, finish the game. Pittsburgh last year was outstanding finishing close football games. They went 7-1-1 in games decided by 7 points or less. Seven wins, one loss, their only loss. They lost 41-37 to the Chargers in November. That's the only loss they had in a game decided by 7 points or less. They also tied the Detroit Lions, which is pretty crazy. But seven wins, one loss, and one tie. Pittsburgh feels like if it's a close game down the stretch, we got this. The Bengals, if it is that type of a battle, Bengals have to finish the football game. Big, big key.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.